It's ridiculous. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let me have your attention. Everyone quiet down. I want all radios off instantaneously. All radios off.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bottom Buddies, Don and Mike.
No one is permitted to move during the singing of the song.
I was picking up...
Report to my office! Immediately! Quiet! Quiet in here! And if you don't like it, Mr. Darnell, you can quit. Same goes for the rest of you. You've tried it your way for years, and your students can't even get past the minimum basic skills test. That means they can hardly read! They can go to hell. This place deserves exactly what it gets.
Broadcasting from In of Doors, the Don and Mike Show.
That's the Morgan Freeman that we like.
Yeah. What the hell is the bat for? Yeah.
They used to call me Crazy Joe, but now they can call me Batman. I got thugs, drug dealers, and devious of all kinds trying to get into my school.
You might be one. I don't know.
Are you crazy? Are you nuts?
I got all day, Chief Gaines. How much time do you have?
That's the crazy Morgan Freeman.
I'm talking about East Side High. East Side High School will be able to pass the minimum basic skills exam. Hello, Don.
Hey, Robbie, see if you could be a love. Get that out of that machine.
How are you?
Think you can run this school?
Excuse me.
If you could, then I wouldn't be here.
Why are you playing a tape of me?
No one talks in my meetings.
I am here and you're playing a tape of me.
Hey, listen.
I don't understand. I understand why you're playing a tape of me when I'm sitting 2 feet across from you trying to have a conversation. You will get your listeners up to the level of the minimum standard test.
Help a complete stranger for the good. Laugh until I cry. Not to be judgmental.
The bucket list is getting awful reviews.
I don't care. I'm not concerned about Jack Nicholson or Morgan Freeman. We have solid careers. Do you understand that? We have solid careers.
You take out your pencils and write.
I'm talking to me.
Of every hoodlum, drug dealer, and miscreant who's done nothing but take this place apart on my desk by noon today.
I'm going to make a special request of you, Don.
Yes.
Why are you playing tapes of me while I'm in here? We will get East Side High to sing our fabulous fight song. And we will also all go see the bucket list this particular weekend.
Reverend Slappy.
Yes, sir.
You're my janitor.
You are now the chief custodian, Reverend Slappy.
That's right.
You will Reverend Slappy.
Building That's clean. Slappy. He will swap
graffiti
the minute
goes
the
up, is off the next day.
It's off the next day, the graffiti.
Detention students can help you.
I don't like these tapes. I want to talk like Morgan Freeman.
And turn down those cages in the cafeteria.
I feel like I'm fighting with myself.
Treat them like animals.
What?
I feel like I'm competing with myself.
That was a dream come true for me.
Mm-hmm.
He's a marvel to work with. He's such a professional, obviously.
What are you doing to me? You're confusing your partner.
It's the many sides of
I
Morgan
do not
Freeman.
Know. Would you like to have the song spoken, Morgan Freeman?
Let's hear him through the bullhorn.
Well, I'm very proud of the opportunity to work with Jack. He's a good guy, and I'm looking forward to people going to see the movie.
And now the crazy Joe, the principal Joe.
Your listeners, right now, barely can read. They have not risen to the minimum standard test for education in this state. Who's that boy in back of you?
Rob Spiewak.
I have one thing to say to him.
What's that?
I want all of you to take a good look at this person. He is a slovenly, sloppy boy. Look at the way he's dressed. From now on at East Side High, no one will be dressing like Rob Spiewak. Shirts will be tucked in. Hair will be combed. And for God's sakes, wear some shoes that have laces on them.
Trouble with being a teenager is you don't know nothing.
You know,
the problem with teenagers is you think you're smarter than people who've already been down the road you're traveling.
Do you understand that?
You know what I'm trying to say to you, boy?
I know what you're trying to say. I'd like everybody, and I'm talking about everybody in this room. Don Buzz, Rob Spiewak, Joe Ottinger. Hey, everybody go see the bucket list.
Where's Mike at?
I'm right here. Yeah, I'm right here. I'm over here. I was just sitting quietly. I was sitting quietly listening. In the corner. That's all I was doing.
I'm just wondering where you were, Mike. That's all.
Let me have your attention. With the help of my ubiquitous clandestine informants, I have learned that the mayor has told the fire chief to catch me with those chains on the doors.
Take that hat off. Put something in your head, not on it. What's your name, son? What's your name?
Don.
What are you doing in the hallway without a hall pass?
I gotta go to the bathroom.
Fat, dumb, and stupid. but it's no way to go through life, son. That's from another movie.
Your new movie sucks.
My new movie, The Bucket List. If you don't think The Bucket List is funny, then I command you to go out and make your own movie. Because I am very, very confident we will get the scores up and East Side High will prevail. Miss Elliott, you're fired.
They want to prosecute me and get me the hell out of here. Now, the security guards are our first line of defense. If you see the fire chief coming, stop him at the gates.
I want all of you to take a good look at all of these people on the risers behind me. These people have been here roughly 5 years and done absolutely nothing. These people are drug dealers and drug users. They have taken up space. They have disrupted this school. They have harassed your teachers, and they have intimidated you. Wow. Well, times are about to change.
Don't talk to me about saving those kids. The mayor wants to save his budget, and you want to save your ass.
You will not be bothered by these students in Joe Clark School any longer. These persons are all expurgated. You are dismissed.
And if you don't like it, Mr. Darnell, you can quit. Same goes for the rest of you. You've tried it your way for years, and your students can't even get past a minimum basic skills test. That means they can hardly read.
They can't. Wow. Hardly read.
Wow. But I do think The Bucket List will be a fine film.
That was a dream come true for me.
It would be. A dream that I have harbored in my heart for many, many years, to work with Jack Nicholson.
It's so good to see. What's the time?
The time now is, well, it's a little bit after 5. As a matter of fact, it would be exactly 5:09.
Would you like some wine?
I'd like a lovely glass of wine. That would be fine. Do you have the time? Time would be good. So you're telling me you're not going to see The Bucket List. Now, if you're telling me you're not going to see my film this weekend, I will grab that bullhorn and get angry again.
Here's the thing. I want to see the movie The Bucket List if you are like the angry principal.
I am not. I will not be satisfying you if that's the role you're looking for. It's not possible. I am not going to be able to go into that film and scream the lines to Jack Nicholson. He's a mellow actor.
Well, why didn't? Could you just humor me? Could you just try The Bucket List with the?
I'll summarize it for you if you'd like to do that.
Please do.
Jack Nicholson and I are going to die. We have come up with a list of things we wish to do before we kick the bucket. Henceforth, the movie is referred to as The Bucket List. Jack will die. I will die. We are going to do silly, stupid, grumpy old men things like jump out of airplanes, skydiving.
That's one of my favorite scenes.
All right, people, here we are. This is the day. In 1 hour.
1 hour.
You are going to take an exam administered by the state to test your basic skills and the quality of education at Eastside High.
That would be referred to as the minimum basic school test. Standards test. Mm-hmm. And I think we can pass that.
Morgan?
Yeah, you don't call me Joe Clark.
Mr. Clark.
I'm standing by, jumping all over the place. I'm not quite sure what I'm doing, but I'm having a lot of fun.
School was dead.
I have a question.
Turn those tapes off. Hello.
I have a question. I just watched.
Fire away. What's your name?
My name is Rob.
Rob, why don't you tuck your shirt in?
No, you don't want that.
You are a sloppy, slovenly boy.
I just watched.
I like saying that all day long. Rob Spiewak is a sloppy, slovenly boy.
I just watched the Joe Clark movie, Lean on Me.
Lean on Me.
And you have the most marvelous complexion in that movie.
Thank you very much. Now, you're going to talk about the skin tags on my face, aren't you?
What happened?
I don't have time. Do you realize the time that you are wasting talking about skin tags and your listeners can barely read?
Are those skin tags or black pimples?
What they are hereditary, and they grow, and I will get more and more until the day I die.
Trouble with being a teenager is you don't know nothing.
That's the thing. We need to get off welfare. We got to get our asses off the bus, into the school, and we have to start to learn. That's the most important thing, and that's why I'm going to stand up right now. I'm going to stand up for everybody at Eastside High. Do you understand?
They can go to hell. This place deserves exactly what it gets.
It does. If you're not going to rise to the level, you're going to be out smoking crack on the street, and you're not going to be paying attention. I urge everybody at Eastside High to raise their standards so that we can pass the minimum standards test. That's
only
what we need.
Of the Union Executive Board.
Without us?
They didn't tell me either.
Frank, I told you we
can't
trust
them.
Keep it down.
Yes.
Where's part? Do we have the part where he's talking on the bullhorn?
I'm over here. I can talk on the bullhorn for you right now. I have a question for you, Don.
Said, Rob, if we have the tape of you talking about
the bullhorn.
I don't
want the goddamn tape.
Okay.
Put the tape away. I'm here talking to you right now. I'd like Joe Ardinger to come in every day. If there's graffiti, I want it down the next day. Uh-huh. I want him to scour this building clean.
Are you going to attend the bucket list this weekend? That's one of my, not one of my best films, but I truly believe it's a good film. It's an escapist comedy.
It's on my list. Mm-hmm. I heard it compared to the movie Wild Hogs.
Oh.
You know, that awful movie with John Travolta and Martin Lawrence?
That's too
bad. I'd like to point out, Don, they all can't be home runs. And I can't always produce films that are going to be of a high standard all the time. Do you know there are many factors that are included in making a motion picture? And unfortunately, I was not contributing to every one of those factors. You will notice I'm an actor. I'm not the producer. I'm not the director. I'm the actor. So there's no way that I can possibly involve myself in every single aspect of the production. Okay. Don't you understand that? I get so much grief for the bucket list, but I was not the director. I didn't write the dialogue. Right. All I did was show up, come out of my trailer, and they ran the cameras, and I read my lines.
Yeah, how can you talk like this when you sound like this?
That was a dream come true for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd like to explain what dreams are all about.
Please.
Where's my Andy Dufresne
music? Where's the music, Robbie? Come on, what are you doing, boy?
As a matter of fact, Don,
we've done this like 1,000 times.
As I was driving in my limousine, I happened to hear your show.
Oh, you know what? As a matter of fact, we got a break for James Brown, so it would be nice to hear a story if you could tell us one of those, like, travelogue things that you're so famous for.
You mean you're going to break in to talk about a man that's passed away? A passed away music star?
No, James Brown from the NFL, CBS.
Oh, CBS. Yeah. Very good. What did you want me to do?
Tell us,
like it when I pass it in another direction.
Don. Tell us one of those fine stories that you do with that dramatic music behind you that the idiots in the back room can't seem to find right now.
Well, I won't do the Andy Dufresne story, but I will tell you a story about a recent time when I was traveling.
Please.
I made my way across the country. I stopped by an airport. I believe, yes, it was the Minneapolis airport. I walked in to wash my hands. As I was washing my hands, I noticed a foot just below me in the bathroom stall. The foot was moving unusually, tapping, almost signaling me. So I finished washing my hands, reached down, curled my fingers underneath the stall, and waved real pretty-like. When I opened the door, I noticed there was a man in there. He gazed at me, and I gazed at him. And I knew one thing from just looking in his eyes. It was lovin' time. Lovin' time in the Minneapolis airport for Morgan and a complete and total strange man. It was my first and only homosexual experience, and something I will treasure for all time. Thank you.
Morgan Freeman.
Thank you very much.
Morgan Freeman.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What the hell is the bat for? Yeah.
They used to call me Crazy Joe, but now they can call me Batman.
May I say something?
Yeah.
May I say something about The Bucket List?
Sure.
A film I must admit to you I am totally embarrassed by.
Huh.
Do you know what the main problem with The Bucket List was?
That it sucks? Well, no, what's the problem?
The man that wrote the script can barely read!
That's why I predict the movie will fail. But in time, I will resurrect my career. I've made many more good ones than bad ones. I think you can testify to that.
True.
And Andy Dufresne.
That's it.
Brought most of his wall out into the yard, dropped it down his pants leg. All those smelly, crotch-smelling rocks in the yard of Shawshank Prison.
We got a break.
Are we out of time?
We're out of time.
You are a sloppy, slovenly boy.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.